you're 21 or older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online. They ship directly to most states, or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative, bold flavor, full pouches. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. There's nothing like snook hook sets at dawn or catching a tarpon in the moonlight. Find your next fishing trip made easy on fishingbooker.com and experience the magic of the Sunshine State or any other destination on your fishing bucket list. Book a blue water adventure in search of sailfish or go snapper fishing with the kids. With over 6,000 captains and trips to choose from, planning your next one just got a whole lot easier. Download the Fishing Booker app on the Google Play or App Store, or visit them online at fishingbooker.com to book your trip today. You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without your essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG SolarStream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. Man, I was just in Hawaii and I had my Columbia PFG SolarStream Elite hoodie with me. And here's the deal. We're in and out of the water all the time, getting in to go spearfishing, getting out, taking the kids to the beach. I'm not going to mess around all day putting sunscreen on, then having to get washed off. I just run a hoodie. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. Are you on, Phil?
We're on.
As promised. As promised. It's the Christmas special trivia blowout. Holiday special trivia blowout, because you could also listen like around New Year's.
There you go.
Whatever the hell other holidays you got, I don't know. And it's a two-part deal.
Two-part deal.
Two-part within one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be like a, can you do like an intermission between them, Phil?
Let's do it, yeah.
Okay. Part one.
Standard trivia.
Part two.
Family Feud Christmas trivia.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know that I'm going to dominate. Okay, get us started. Phil, first explain what the hell you got, what's going on back there.
Normally I have the scoreboard as a secret. It's my special little scoreboard. I decided to put it on the TV, though, for everyone to see.
So you found a app.
Yeah, it's a website, more or less.
Keep the score.
Keeping the score. Everyone can see it, but I think we should read it out loud because the listeners will not be able to see the scoreboard.
That's right.
So occasionally.
Now, Phil, when we do an audio question later on, we're not going to see that on the TV, right?
We are not. Okay. I still have a secret little screen just for me.
Perfect. Phil is good at this. We are playing Meat Eater Trivia. This is trivia you're not going to get from Jeopardy or Trivial Pursuit or any bar night trivia. These are born out of Meat Eater's four verticals. What are they, Steve?
Hunt. Fish, conservation, and wild foods.
And there is a prize. Meat Eater will donate $100 to the conservation organization of the winner's choosing.
The problem, though? Like, it doesn't really work, because, like, how do you put it? Where do you put a mountain man question?
So, if we go by the verticals on our website, conservation has a whole lot of stuff rolled up into it, like
history?
Natural history, anthropology.
All right, go on.
Yeah. The first time we played, Brody won with 6 correct answers. The second time we played, Steve won with 4 correct answers. And the third time we played, Clay won with 6 correct answers. We have a full room here today. I'm thinking it's going to take another 6-pack, maybe 7, to win today's episode. We're also joined by an unsanctioned winner of trivia, Seth Morris. I had a Friendsgiving at my house this year. Seth was the champion of a crew of 15 people winning Thanksgiving trivia.
That's right.
What'd you win? Bookends?
Bookends. Custom Spencer Newhart bookends that are petrified wood.
Yeah.
Coming off a high.
That's right. But you didn't invite the other trivia champions to that.
Do you think you would have came to a Friendsgiving?
To defend my title, yeah.
Oh, no, that's a fair point. Sometime you're going to have a champion of champions.
That's right. Yeah, like a whole separate Friendsgiving.
We'll get there. So, we have some housekeeping from the last time we played. I asked what the fifth ocean was that was added in the year 2000. What was the correct answer?
The Southern Sea.
Southern Ocean
or the Antarctic Ocean. I also asked our listeners to let me know if their children's textbooks were up to date with this information. About a dozen of you reached out, and 100% of you said that their kids' textbooks were up to date and taught that there are five oceans. So cool. Good on America's public education system. Also in the last episode, I asked what the most harvested duck was in America in 2020. Phil,
trick question.
Please play the clip of the crew revealing their answers.
Most harvested duck.
Does everyone have an answer?
I'm going out on a limb.
Reveal your answers. Steve says coot. Chester says greenheads. Corinne says mallard. Clay says mallard. Phil says mallard. Rick says mallard. And Seth says green-winged teal.
Seth is stupid.
The correct answer is mallard. All right, now, as you heard there, Steve declared Seth's answer as stupid for saying green-winged teal, which was the second most harvested duck in America in 2020. Not that stupid, Seth.
What I meant was it was stupid that I didn't say that.
All right. Now, the actual stupid answer in the room was from Steve, who gave an answer that's not even a duck. About 30 listeners vigorously pointed out that a coot is technically a rail, which is not even close to being related to a duck. But Steve was so sure that coot was the correct answer, he even pressed me on whether or not the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service keeps track of coot harvest, which they do.
I already know that they do.
So I would like to now provide Seth with an opportunity to tell Steve that his answer was stupid. Go ahead, Seth.
No, listen, I feel like I don't need to publicly shame him. Because he knows.
Because I just got public shame.
He knows deep down inside.
How's he going to do a better job than...
Somebody do it. Go ahead, Giannis.
Seth is feeling the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody's going to do it.
Tis the season for spreading cheer.
That
Spencer.
Was a stupid answer,
cheer
Steve.
And forgiveness, man. Cheer and forgiveness. And I told you why I said it. I was afraid it was one of those secret questions.
All right.
See,
and
I took that as a compliment when Steve said it was stupid because I really know what it means.
That's right.
He liked it.
And now on to our game of trivia. Play the music, Phil.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything. Well done.
Here we go. The first question, the topic is biology. Like every time we've played, the first question will be multiple choice. Which game animal has an appendix which it uses to digest woody materials? Is it a rabbit, a whitetail, a turkey, or a feral hog? Which game animal has an appendix which it uses to digest woody materials? A rabbit, a turkey, a whitetail, or a feral hog?
I'd like to get into another part of this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, when you do that cute little thing about like the what's up,
little
maybe
tidbit?
The tidbit might get on something that I'm trying to think of right now.
Do you know this or what?
I feel as though I have it correct.
Okay. Does everybody have an answer written down?
Yeah, we got an answer.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hunter Spencer saying rabbit, Phil saying rabbit, Hayden saying whitetail, Sean saying feral hog, Brody saying rabbit, Chester saying rabbit, Giannis saying whitetail, Steve saying rabbit, Corinne saying turkey, and Seth saying feral hog. The correct answer, which the room did very well, is rabbit. Mm.
Is a little tidbit going to get out of them eating their own poop?
You'll see. The appendix is a very rare organ in the animal kingdom. It's believed the only animals with an appendix are primates, rabbits, possums, and wombats. If you want to find the appendix during your next necropsy, you'll locate it dangling off of the cecum, which is where the colon and small intestine meet. Now, they're not certain that it's for digesting wood and bark, but that is their best guess as of now.
Hmm. Can we please use the honor system and raise your hand if you got that right? There are just too many people in this room.
Chester. We have Brody, Chester, Steve,
great,
and Hunter.
Obviously, it was wrong anyway, but the reason I went with hog is because, like, in anatomy class, they use hog some for, like, comparison to.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, they got to be similar enough to humans that they'd have the appendix. Thing. That's exactly where I went.
There's this show, Deadliest Warrior, where they would like put like a samurai versus an Old West cowboy, right? And they would test out. Phenomenal show. Loved it. When they would test out the weapons, they would always do it against a hog carcass. So, good reasoning. Yeah. But it's incorrect. Yep. Question two.
Who won that vote? Wouldn't the cowboy win with the six shooter?
I don't remember now.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like a decade old.
He just kept his distance, you know?
They would put like a New York mafioso versus like a Chinese. What was their mafia called? I don't remember now.
Japanese.
That's right. They would do matchups like that from all over history. It was a great show. I loved it.
Sounds great.
Question two. The topic is gear. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, a canoe or kayak being used at night should contain four safety items. Name two of them. A kayak or canoe being used at night. Four safety items. I'm just looking for two. Don't give me three. Don't just shotgun answers out there. Two answers.
Two and only two.
That was some quick writing. This is a confident room. Everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hunter Spencer saying a flare gun and a life vest. We have Phil saying a flare and a PFD. We have Hayden, who's hiding his answer. He says lights and life jacket. Sean saying air horn, throwable life vest. Brody saying sound device and nav lights. Chester saying navigation lights and PFDs. Giannis saying lights and life vest. Steve saying PFD and light. Corinne saying light and life vest. And Seth saying life vest and light. This room crushed it. The correct answers are PFD, navigation light, audio distress device such as a whistle or horn, and a visual distress device such as a flare or spotlight. I think damn near everybody got it.
I'd like to point out that not only did I have it, but I had the top two in the proper order.
Extra credit? Is that what I don't you're think
and, and used PFD.
I don't think the U.S. Coast Guard would like lessen your fine if they're like, well, you had one and two, but you didn't have three and four on our list. So did everybody get it right?
I think so.
Yeah, wow. Well, the first time ever. First time ever. Well done, this room. Question three. The topic is cooking. This next great question comes to us via Ryan Nicoletti. If you have a question that you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. A mycophile is a person who loves to hunt and cook blank.
Can you repeat the question?
What do you want, Yanni?
Nothing.
We're trying to keep it tight, and Yanni's got feedback. What's going on over there? You got to tell the whole class now.
Yanni was trying to tell Steve that you were doing a very good job.
Oh, yeah, say that into the mic. Go ahead.
On the slide.
I got my headphones on.
I don't want it to go to your head.
All right. Again, this is from Ryan Nicoletti. You can send your questions to trivia@themeateater.com. A mycophile is a person who loves to hunt and cook blank.
Can you spell it?
Sure. mycophile. A mycophile is a person who loves to hunt and cook blank. A mycophile. Again, a confident room. We have a hot start through three questions, it seems like. Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hunter saying mushrooms. Phil saying mushrooms. Mushrooms, 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 mushrooms. Everybody in the room says mushrooms, which is correct.
Hey,
back to back, 100% shooting. Well done, room. On the contrary, a person who has an irrational fear of mushrooms, fungus, or mold has mycophobia.
I love the follow-up facts.
They have mycophobia. Essentially, it's based on a belief that any fungus and its environment is toxic. Some psychiatrists credit the video game Super Mario Brothers with increased mycophobia among recent generations.
What?
But you want to get mushrooms in Mario.
No, they're like they use a fly agaric in there, don't they?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then, like Toad, it like has a mushroom on his head. That's a little bit trippy,
it's
right?
It's disturbing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. This room is doing well. Question four. Now, this next question is an audio question. Phil is going to play the chorus of a famous hunting anthem that was released in 1995. I need you to identify the singer and the name of the song. So I'm looking for two answers.
What it is? He hasn't even played it, and I know what it is.
Go ahead, Phil.
The name of the song too?
Yes, song and singer. Chester has his hand up doing a rock on cymbal with his head furiously bopping up and down. You guys need to hear it again, or you got
no,
it?
No, we're good.
Unless there's like a, is there a hint in what the clip that he played to the title?
I will have Phil play it one more time. It's only a 20 second.
I thought we were supposed to keep it moving along.
Answer my question.
I'm not going to say anything like that.
That's like you can't answer questions like that.
Why not? There's a lot of words in that clip. Oh God,
so, dude. Write down the song and the singer.
Don't play it again, Phil. This crew's no fun.
Write down the song and the singer. I think everybody has an answer except Giannis. Waiting on Giannis. Still writing. Giannis hasn't. Everyone reveal your answers. We have Hunter Spencer saying it is Ted Nugent. And the song is Fred Bear. We have Phil, who does not have an answer. We have Hayden,
who does not
have an answer. We have Sean saying Fred Bear, Ted Nugent, Fred Bear, Ted Nugent, Fred Bear, Ted Nugent. We have Giannis saying Ted Nugent, Walk With Me. We have Steve saying Uncle Ted and Fred Bear. Corinne without an answer. And we have Seth saying Ted Nugent, Fred Bear. The correct answer is that was Ted Nugent singing Fred Bear. And there was a hint in the chorus. I think he says Fred Bear three times.
That was too easy.
Nugent wrote this song to honor his friend Fred Bear, who died 7 years earlier in 1988. Nugent cried when he wrote the chorus, having this to say of his old hunting mentor. Quote unquote, Fred Bear was not only the world's greatest hunter, certainly the world's greatest bow hunter. He was probably the most sincere, lovable guy I've ever met in my life.
That at the end of that song, I'll point out,
Fred Bear.
There's a quote. Voice. You hear Fred Bear.
Yeah.
Come in like a ghost.
Something about teenagers and like
if some of those bears. Teenage thrill seekers really wanted to get their thrill, is what he starts by saying.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys used to listen to that at keg parties in Michigan? In the woods?
Did we listen to it at everything?
Night before deer opener, yeah. Just on repeat.
Oh, yeah, man. And now the B side of that was Great White Buffalo.
Mm. From the album Spirit of the Wild. Yeah. What he named his show. We're on to question five. The topic is conservation. Now, some version
I saw him and Jackal at the Whiplash Bash 1 year. And the guy from Jackal came out with no clothes on and a chainsaw.
Wow. That's a
statement. 1 year at the Whiplash Bash, I wasn't there, but he would shot his bow. He had a great white buffalo thing and shot his bow and missed it. And shot his bow and missed it again. And then got down and worshiped the target.
Wow. That's
you think that was improv?
And then went down to Ohio and shot his bow and got arrested for discharging a weapon in city limits.
There's a ton of explosions at Ted Nugent concerts, too. Just stuff.
Dude, the Whiplash Bash was a big deal, man. Yeah. Go on.
I would guess planned and unplanned explosions. Question five, topic is conservation. Now, some version of this next great question was sent to me by three different people, Trevor Hall, BJ Grimmer, and Connor Lidstrom. If you have a question you think is right for Media Trivia, send it to Trivia at themeateater.com.
You know, one time Nugget opened up a bar.
Who's Nugget? Nugent.
Uncle Ted.
Okay.
Opened up, did the grand opening of a bar in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Uh-huh. And some friends of mine went down there and they had a ribbon and they held the ribbon real tight and he came out and shot it.
He didn't miss that.
I can't remember what they said. I think he hit it and they were putting enough tension on it that the ribbon broke when he hit it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on.
All right. The question is, according to RMEF, there are four remaining subspecies of elk in North America. Name two of them. According to RMEF, there are four remaining subspecies of elk in North America. Name two of them. This question, again, three of you sent it in. That's how you know it's a good question. Trevor Hall, BJ Grimmer, and Connor Lindstrom. Just looking for two of the four. Everybody has an answer. Giannis, don't reveal your answers until we're ready.
Everybody's already done.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hunter saying Roosevelt and Rocky Mountain. I
definitely spelled the one terribly. Steve went with an obscure one.
Phil without an answer. We have Hayden saying Rocky Mountain and Rosie. We have Sean saying Roosevelt and Thule. Brody saying Roosevelt.
I like how Sean went obscure, obscure.
Rocky Mountain. Chester saying Rocky Mountain and Thule, who did spell it very wrong, just so you know at home.
Phonetically correct.
Giannis saying Rocky Mountain and Roosevelt. Steve saying Thule and Rocky Mountain. Corinne saying Red Stag and nothing. Seth saying Roosevelt and Rocky Mountain. The four remaining subspecies of elk are Rocky Mountain, Roosevelt's, Thule, and Manitoban. Nobody said Manitoban, dude, but
had to put all four of them down,
wasn't Merriam's one?
Yeah, now there are two extinct subspecies of elk in North America, which happen to share a name with wild turkeys. Those are the Merriam's elk, which were found in Mexico and the American Southwest, as well as Eastern elk, which were found east of the Mississippi River. Phil, go ahead and give us a scoreboard update.
We have Steve with 5, Chester with 5.
Now, mind you, there have only been 5 questions so far. So jeez,
that's right. That's astounding. Corinne with 2, Giannis with 3, Seth with 4, Hunter with 5, myself with 3, Hayden with 3, Sean with 4, and Brody Henderson with 5.
Well done, room.
We are on some of Phil's cider.
We are on to question 6. The topic is cooking. What is the most commonly used fish to create imitation crab meat?
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Wow. Okay. What is the most commonly...
two-word answer. A one-word answer?
Whatever you think is correct. Whatever you think is correct. What is the most commonly used fish to create imitation crab meat?
Oh, man.
Corinne, can I have the rest of that
I'm
cider over there?
I'm struggling with spelling.
Yeah. It is a tricky, tricky spelling.
Now, when we played Thanksgiving trivia, one of the questions...
With spelling, mine's
wrong. Shit, I didn't mean that.
One of the questions was spell cornucopia, which was very tricky.
I
think only like 3 out of 15 got it right. Yeah,
It's
contest.
It's cornucopia.
That's right. There is... there's a U in there, I believe. This is not a spelling contest.
I didn't get that one right.
Does everybody have an answer?
Got it.
I'm sure it's wrong.
Again, what's the most commonly used fish to create imitation crab meat? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hunter saying skate. We have Phil saying trout. Hayden doesn't have an answer. Sean saying cod. Brody saying pollock. Chester saying cod. Giannis saying pollock.
That's not bad.
Steven saying pollock. Corinne saying pollock. And Seth saying cod. The correct answer is Alaskan pollock. I will accept pollock if you wrote pollock.
Now I see why Seth was saying if it's a spelling question, he must have it wrong.
Because it might have been a derogatory comment for a certain time.
Please raise your hand if you got it correct.
Yeah, I was trying not to spell it.
Brody, Yanni, Steve, Corinne.
Giannis went derogatory with his answer. We got Brody, Giannis, Steve, Corinne getting it correct. It was Alaskan pollock. Americans consume, on average, twice as much imitation crab meat as real crab meat. The imitation crab meat is made by pulverizing pollock, which is then heated and pressed into shapes that resemble crab flesh.
And then they dye little bits of it red.
There are other added ingredients like food dye, water, binding agents, egg white, starch, vegetable oil, and sugar.
When I was a kid, I much preferred fake.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I think it's pretty delicious.
When I was a little kid, sometimes you'd go to a salad bar and you'd be able to get like crab with a K.
Uh-huh.
To spill a whole load
up. Peel those layers.
Oh, and if you got it kind of warm and dipped it in butter, that was good, man.
Yeah. We are on to question 7. We still have Steve batting 100%.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, plus others, right?
All right, no pressure.
Steve and Brody.
Yeah.
Steve and Brody. Wow.
Nice.
Well, the defending trivia champions. So
well, we're oldest.
It checks out.
We've had longest to learn the answers.
That's true.
Question 7.
Maybe it's just a function of age. Oh, go on.
You need to ask more millennial
Clay,
shit.
Clay's like in his 40s, right? So, yeah, you two and Clay.
It's a function of age.
Yeah, I mean, that Nugent question is going to be easier the older you are.
The topic is upland. According to the AKC, the two most popular bird hunting breeds in America are the Labrador Retriever and Golden Retriever. What bird hunting dog breed is in third place?
Ugh.
So this is according to the AKC, who tracks this. They say that the Labrador Retriever and Golden Retriever are 1 and 2. What is 3? And I'm looking for a bird hunting breed.
Oh, come on, Steve. You know this, I think.
Damn it. But here's the deal, man.
Yeah, there's a lot that are contenders.
Well, there's a lot of labs that are in this country that have nothing to do with hunting and shit, right?
And Goldens. I don't even know the last time I saw a golden retriever hunting.
Yeah. Like the dumbest dogs in the world.
So it feels like it's,
hunting,
an
it's not a hunting dog question. It's more like a pet ownership.
Right. It's
a lab's got to be the most owned dog in America.
Yeah,
for sure.
So let's back up. Are we talking? No.
This is a hunting dog question. I'm not letting you muddy the waters here.
You can read the question again. But hold on. That's a fair request.
Saying it's a hunting question, golden retrievers, like, unanimously don't hunt
bird
anymore.
Dog though, right? Not like terriers,
dog. Bird dog. Two most popular breeds. Okay. Are the Labrador Retriever and Golden Retriever. What is third? And I'm looking for a bird hunting dog. Does anybody have an answer written down?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, we're waiting on the bird hunting guy to do his answer.
Too many
hold on.
Possible.
Don't he's look hold on, hold on, hold on.
Well, who's not done
there's
yet?
There's me. There's no
our
way.
Bird this hunting is, aficionado. This wrong. All right, go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hunter saying a GSP, which is a German short hair pointer. Phil without an answer. Hayden saying GSP. Sean, GSP. GSP, GSP. We have Giannis saying a setter. We have Steve saying a cocker spaniel.
Oh,
we have
God,
Corinne
man.
Saying a Drothar.
I think Steve
we have
might
Seth
still be
saying
perfect.
An English pointer. Dude, the I correct answer right. is a German short hair pointer.
Nice. Oh, yes, I'm so happy I got that.
Raise your now, hands, please, if you got
what'd
the
you
answer.
What'd you have,
Brody? GSP.
Brody, so you're still Sean, like on top Hayden. Of the stack now.
Hunter.
I know, I was
age before beauty.
At Danielle's picture being like, that can't be.
Now,
see, Brody pulled ahead, but he's older than I am.
Did you get, you get me, Phil?
If you would have said poodle, I would have also accepted that answer. There are technically more poodles than German short hair pointers in America, and some of them are owned for the purpose of hunting. Our friend Tony Peterson actually identified poodles as one of the most under-the-radar bird hunting breeds in an article called Underrated Bird Dog Breeds You Should Consider Getting. If you want to know the other two breeds he names, you'll have to go to our website and read the article. So, for the purpose nice. Of this question, I would accept poodle, which none of you said, but the better answer is German short hair pointer. We are on to question 8. And at the top of the leaderboard, we have Brody with 7, Steve with 6, and Hunter with 6. How old are you, Hunter?
45.
Okay, it's an age thing. We've learned it's an age thing.
Hold on, hold on.
And Chester.
Chester's got 6.
Oh, and
6.
Chester, I'm sorry.
Chester, how old are you, Chester?
Chester's like half
are you
my
29?
Age.
29.
29-year-old Chester.
God, in a decade, imagine how good he'd be doing.
We are on to question 8. The topic is conservation.
Hey, hold on. How many total questions?
There are 10 questions.
Ooh.
10 questions. This is question 8, so we have 3 left. The topic is conservation. Name one of the 3 longest undammed rivers in the lower 48. Name one of the 3 longest undammed rivers in the lower 48.
Oh my gosh.
I'm looking for one of the 3 longest undammed rivers in the lower 48. Phil, are you still playing?
You know, man, I've kind of given up by now.
Okay.
This is the most
mixed bag room I've seen. And we had some Chester writing down an answer before I even finished the question, and others who I don't think have written anything yet.
You need to get one of them little hourglass deals.
Oh, I think this honor system works.
No. I mean, like, where this you got to hurry up.
Mm-hmm. Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Hunter saying Missouri, Phil without an answer. Hayden saying Yellowstone, Sean saying Arkansas, Brody, Yellowstone, Chester, Yellowstone, Giannis, Yellowstone, Steve, Yellowstone.
I did you one better and did not just one of the 3. I did the longest undammed river.
Corinne with no answer.
That's
and
so
Seth,
cocky.
Seth with Delaware. The correct answers are the Yellowstone River, which flows through Wyoming, Montana, and North Dakota, the White River, which flows through Nebraska and South Dakota, and Salmon River, which flows through Idaho. Now,
the
Seth,
White River.
Seth Delaware is
it's
actually
real
4th.
Small.
Oh. So you were right there, but couldn't quite get it.
Let's see hands in the air if you got that one right. Hayden, Brody, Chester.
The Yellowstone River is 692 miles long. The White River is 580. And the Salmon River is 425. While these are the longest undammed rivers in the lower 48, Alaska actually has 5 undammed rivers that are longer than any of them.
How is the salmon not dammed?
Well, they haven't put any dams on it yet.
Never mind.
Brody's still perfect.
Brody. Well, we've already broken the record for most correct answers at this point. So now it's just going for first place in gravy. But
yeah, but there's two answers. Done. There's two questions left. I could still lose.
That's right. Always staying humble. Question 9. The topic is waterfowl.
Like right now, I'm already in trouble.
Now, this question is a visual question. I'm going to show the room a picture. I will do my best to describe it to the listeners. But if you want to play along for real, I'll post this picture to my Instagram, and you can find it there. So pause this right now and go to @SpencerNewArth on Instagram.
Shameless.
If you want to see what the room is seeing.
Love it.
So giving you a second. You have now went to Instagram. You've looked at the picture. You've come back. You followed me. You've liked the picture.
You got a targeted ad for Coke, and now you're buying some Coke.
That's right. All right. I will show the room the picture after I read the prompt. This comically large shotgun, which was about 13 feet long and had a bore diameter of 2 inches, was largely banned nationwide in the 1860s because it could bring down entire flocks of birds with a single trigger pull.
Just write your just answer.
I don't even need
what
to see
is
it.
What is
I wrote
it?
Mine, too.
Make sure I know that.
I'm now
question.
Showing the room the picture. Wow. Yep. Some of the room did not even need the visual.
That's your standard pheasant gun, Chris.
We use one of those for turkey season this year.
That dude might get some ear pro on. The guy with his ear.
If you want to see the photo, Instagram.
God bless their shoulders. How did
I'm
they
totally
even?
Totally guessing.
Maybe yeah,
well,
right.
Going
from
gauge.
No. So this, I will tell you, this is not a question where it's like pump shotgun or scout rifle or bolt action rifle.
Don't give tips, dude.
I'm saying, but like somebody could come up with like, oh, that's a 4 gauge. That's not right. I'm not looking for that. This has a name. Steve, trying to protect his second place right now, says no tips.
I have a path.
Who always asks for tips.
I have a path toward victory still.
You do. I don't think you
Brody's
do
Brody's got
to
falter.
Not now, because Brody's going to get this one
Brody's
right.
Got to
this
falter.
This is too easy.
Does everybody have an answer?
Yes.
Hunter is still writing. We'll give him 3, 2, 1. Reveal your answers. We have Hunter saying the squirrel buster. Phil without an answer. Hayden saying punt gun, punt gun, punt gun. We have Chester saying 1 gauge,
you know what
which
that
I
mean,
said
Chester?
Is not the right answer.
that it shot a slug coming out of that gun would weigh 1 pound.
We have Giannis saying, what was your answer?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Punt gun, Steve, punt gun. Corinne saying the big bad bazooka, and Seth saying punt gun. The correct answer is the punt gun.
Oh, man, I'm glad I got it.
The average punt gun ranged from a 2-gauge to a 4-gauge and could fire over a pound of pellets at once.
Wow.
The guns were often so big that they needed to be mounted to punts, which are small, flat-bottom boats with a square bow.
A pound.
So Chester's 1-gauge isn't too
That's
far
not
off.
Correct. It's not correct.
He was half right.
While you can't legally use a punt gun for hunting anymore, you can legally own one. They are very rare and hard to come by, though. I was able to find a few in online auctions ranging anywhere from $4,000 to $10,000.
You could buy one?
You could buy one.
Are you going to buy one?
No. Oh. Unless you like pony up $5,000, yeah.
That'd look real good on my wall. I didn't know how serious you were, you know?
Yeah.
Because we could shoot it.
I would love to have that on the wall in this room.
Oh, no, it'd be fun, man.
13 feet long. Punt
It'd gun. Be interesting to see, like, just on a decoy spread, what that pattern would look like, how many decoys you'd sink.
Okay, we are going into question 10, and at the top of the leaderboard, we have Brody with 9, who is playing
Dang.
A perfect
no catching
game.
Wow.
A perfect game. You know, you're not even supposed to talk about a perfect game when it's happening, so we've broken that rule. Steve with 8.
You could tie it up, and we'd have a question
8.
Off.
Yep.
The room as a whole is doing very well. We have a lot of people with 5 and 6, so well done, Meat Eater Crew. Question 10. The topic is trapping.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Now, this next great question.
This game is rigged.
Are you working on Christmas bonus right now? Is that what it is?
Steve getting those two in the right order is going to be what's
this next...
Way to save it for the last question.
This is the last question. The last question. This next great question comes to us via Sean Morrison. If you have a question that you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, send it to trivia@themeateater.com. What New England state is the last place in America where you can legally trap a black bear? There is only one state where you can legally trap a black bear, and it's in New England. What is it? Looked like a few people maybe knew it, but most of the room is just going to be taking a guess. And
I don't know why you narrowed it down so much.
Because black bears live in like 40 states. Brody's in the guessing crew right now. Have you written anything yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Just let Steve looked like the knowing the answer crew. Brody looked like the guessing crew. And Chester, are you in up there? Chester was in the guessing crew as well. Go ahead and reveal your answers.
Hold on. I haven't written anything yet.
You're not going to win anyway. We have Hunter saying New Hampshire. Phil, who doesn't know any New England states. Hayden saying Maine. Sean saying Maine. Brody saying Maine. Chester saying Maine. Giannis, Maine. Steve, Maine. Corinne, New Hampshire. And Seth, Maine. The correct answer is Maine.
Brody won.
Brody with a perfect game.
Brody, man. Oh.
While trapping participation has been on a steady decline for decades, Maine has sold a record number of bear trapping licenses in 2020, 698 to residents and 98 to non-residents. Legal traps include cable traps, bucket traps, tube traps, and pipe traps. Well done, Brody, who got 10 out of 10 correct.
You. Is there any other places you can trap them?
That's
legally?
It.
No, like,
in the whole country.
That's it. Maine also boasts of being the only state where you can hound hunt, bait hunt, and trap them. And it's funny because you often see this talked about by anti-hunting groups, but I think it sort of does the opposite thing. It's like, son of a bitch, I should go to Maine because they can do everything there.
Yeah.
What's Brody win?
Brody gets to choose. Brody is also the first defending champion to win twice. So we've had Brody winning twice, Steve winning once.
Does that
once,
mean I get Clay to donate 200?
I was going to say, you should get 200.
You get to choose $100 to be donated to the conservation organization of your choice. What's it going to be, Brody?
National Wild Turkey Federation.
Okay. Well done, Brody. Nice. Last time you went TRCP, so changing it up, I like it.
Yeah.
Congrats. Woo!
Brody. Hats off.
The perfect game. Now, we are moving on to Christmas Family Feud. For this, we will need to draft teams to determine who's in what family. We're going to have Steve and Brody be the ones who choose teams. Brody, since you won, you can choose first.
This is high school.
I'm
going to
go with Seth.
Good Seth. Choice, Brody.
Steve.
Yanni.
Just Brody.
I'm going to try to get my team so it's over here and they're over there.
I'll take this guy.
Nice. Sean Weaver. Hey, Sean. Back to Steve.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Well, should we just divide it like right down the room?
No. Go ahead and draft.
Spencer's creating drama.
I'm picking who I want in on my Christmas trivia team.
Mm-hmm. On your Christmas trivia. Who do you think knows Corinne. The most about Christmas? Corinne. We have Chester, Hayden, Phil, Hunter left.
It's my, and you. My pick.
It's your pick.
I'll take Hayden.
I'm not, I got a host.
Phil. Oh, okay. Phil.
Phil is chosen. Steve.
I just went with Phil.
Oh, who did you pick?
I picked Hayden.
I'm sorry. So we have who left? Sean.
No. You got Hunter and Chester.
Hunter
left.
And Chester. Hunter and Chester left.
I don't know, man. I come in like last second to last couple of trivia.
I wasn't
last
trying to do it that way. I was trying to do it where the room would be divided in half. Hunter.
Chester, you're with me.
Chester. Sorry, Chester. All right. We now need to take an intermission. We're going to freshen up drinks and divide the room, and we'll be back with more Christmas trivia.
Spring is a great time to do something with your family. Do some spring cleaning, which I kind of started today outside, planning outdoor activities, which I'm always doing, taking a little trip to Hawaii with your kids for spring break, which I just did, which was great. You know what else you can do for your family this spring? You can shop for life insurance with Policy Genius. Make that part of your financial planning for the year. I've said it before 1,000 times, I'll say it again. When my wife and I, when we started having kids, we got serious about life insurance, and man, I felt so much better after we did. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams.
Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Hey, Steve here. I want to talk about something crucial for any outdoor enthusiast, which is battery reliability. I've got Interstate batteries powering my gear. I have Interstate batteries in my camper. I run an Interstate battery in my boats. I use Interstate batteries because the last thing I want is to be left powerless. Interstate batteries isn't just another battery company. They are outrageously dependable. In Alaska, the boat dealer that we use for getting stuff and repairs, he uses Interstate. Whether you're gearing up for hunting season, planning your next RV trip, or getting your boat ready, Interstate has the battery for all your needs. With over 150,000 dealer locations, the power you need is always nearby. Interstate batteries aren't just about power. It's about being prepared for any situation. Don't let a dead battery ruin your adventure. Head over to interstatebatteries.com, use their store locator, and equip yourself with a battery that won't let you down. When you're out in the wild or just on your daily commute, an Interstate battery is your key to a dependable journey. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, meaning you put them on, they feel great. Little or no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Just ask my buddy Chili, who's been slipping around in his Tecova boots, talking about how great he feels in them. He loves them.
Yeah, Steve, they're very comfortable. They're very fashionable, and I enjoy wearing mine around the office and anywhere I go around Bozeman.
Stop by your local Tecova's store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
We are back from our intermission. This is a very special Christmas edition of Family Feud. Who in this room knows Family? Is there anybody who's like, what the hell does that mean? Everybody knows it. All right, if you haven't heard it or played it, though, every single question is going to be Christmas related. If you're not familiar with Family Feud, our crew is split up into two teams. Then a member from each team will face off to determine who gets control of the board. During the face off, whoever provides the highest ranking answer will get to choose if their team passes or plays. During the main play, each member of the team will provide answers they think are on the board. If you get it wrong, you will get a strike. Phil has the sound effects. You only get three strikes before the other team gets an opportunity to steal. When a team has a chance to steal, they will come together as a group to decide what they think is the best answer, which the captain will provide, being Brody and Steve. There are four rounds, the last of which is the most crucial to win because the point totals are tripled. The first team to get 300 points earns $100 towards a conservation organization of their choice. They also get to play for fast money for a chance to double their donation. In the first round, it is Steve versus Brody. I will read the prompt. Whoever rings in first gets to give their first answer, right? So if Steve rings in first, you get to give your answer. Say you think the answer is blue, and blue is the number one answer, then you get to choose if your team passes or plays. If you give the answer blue, and that's the third answer, Brody gets a chance to give the first or the second answer. If he gives like the second or the first one, then his team wins, and he gets to decide if they're going to pass or play.
And by play, you mean give the rest of the answers?
By play, you mean give the rest of the answers. And if you can't come up with like all eight of them, then the other team gets a chance to steal. They just have to come up with one.
Huh. Okay. I don't really understand, but I'm going to start asking a question.
Okay.
So for this first part, I just need whoever rings in first will get to give the answer. Top seven answers are on the board. Remember, this is Christmas themed. Name a place that's open on Christmas Day.
Ooh.
We have
Chinese
Brody
restaurant.
First.
Yes.
Oh. No, that can't work.
Chinese restaurant. Correct. That is the number one answer on the board. So
wow.
You get to choose wow. if you are going to play or pass. And I will say this. I'm not necessarily looking for specifics, right? Like instead of McDonald's, you would say fast food or restaurant. Chinese.
How do we know how many we have to come up with?
Because there are seven. I'm telling you, there are seven. 100 people were polled to give these answers. The top seven answers are on the board. Brody, is your team going to pass or play?
Yeah. This seems like a good one. Yeah, go for it.
It's just like the fucking joke.
Good answer.
Good answer.
What happens if you say something that's wrong?
You get a strike, and your team gets three strikes before it goes the other side. So you have to choose. If you're going to play, you need to get all seven. No, the huddling does not happen unless you're stealing. This is an individual answer-giving game, despite you being on a team.
All right, let's try it.
Brody says they are going to play. So we are now on to Seth. We're going to go down the row here. Seth, top seven answers are on the board. Fast food or restaurant was number one. Name a place that's open on Christmas Day.
Walmart.
Walmart. That is a correct answer. Grocery store or retail store is number two. 23 people said that. Way to hype him up, team.
Yeah.
Good job, Seth.
We are now on to Chester.
The hospital.
Hospital is correct. Woo! That is number six.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with Family Feud, there's a lot of hype going on. People being like, good answer, good answer. Well
I'm still
done.
Confused about Boo. How this whole thing works.
Have you never seen Family Feud?
I'm sure I have.
Earlier when he asked if everybody like was familiar, nobody said no.
We are now on to Sean. Sean, I need you to name a place that is open on Christmas Day. Your team has no strikes thus far. You have answers 1, 2, and 6. There are 7 answers on the board.
Church.
No way. What? Wrong answer. Nobody said that in the polling of 100 okay. people.
Dang, I can't believe I blew that on church.
As Steve would say, it's a war on Christmas.
Go ahead, Steve, say it.
It's a war on Christmas.
That's right.
It's a war.
I thought we get three strikes.
Oh, you get three strikes. Okay. You get three strikes. We are now on to Hayden. Hayden, you have one strike. Name a place that's open on Christmas Day.
A gas station.
That is correct.
Woo!
That is the third most said question. Now we are on to Brody. Brody, I need you to name a place that's open on Christmas Day. We have 1, 2, and 3, and 6 are off the board. We're looking for 4, 5, and 7. Name a place that's open on Christmas Day. Your
This is hard.
One strike.
Yeah, I'll say the bars are open.
The bars.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Are we allowed to, confer?
No.
No, you can't confer unless the team is stealing it.
So you
we're getting
two
ready
strikes.
To steal right now.
Two strikes. So this, I need Steve's team to be thinking about what might be 4, 5, or 7 because you guys may have an opportunity to steal if Seth doesn't get this correct. Seth, name a place that's open on Christmas Day. A reminder, we have fast food, retail or grocery, gas station, and then at number 6 is hospital.
Oh.
Two strikes. We need an answer.
The mall.
Ooh. Oh, man.
We are now over to Steve's team. Steve, you guys can talk aloud, talk with each other, figure out what you think is 4, 5, or 7.
You only need to get one.
You just need to find one of them. You guys can talk.
Get over here. This is what.
No, you can talk out loud, Giannis.
Because they can't play anymore.
If you guys get it correct, you get the points.
Yeah, Giannis got it.
If you don't get it, the other team will get the points.
That's what we have.
But with
top first one.
Talk aloud.
Actually, or number two.
But we need to fill out the rest of the three.
No.
Nope.
You just have to find the one. One.
What's our best one?
We only need one.
One.
Yes.
What are you guys deciding between?
That's such a good one.
Giannis.
We're deciding between a movie theater, airport, or other public transport. I think we're going to go with movie theater.
Yeah, I will need Steve to give the answer.
Oh, movie theater.
Steve That's so says, good.
Steve says movie theater. That is correct.
Yeah. Damn it. I didn't come up with it. I just said it.
Movie theater stumped. Is number 4. 8 people said that. Airport is number 5. Well done, Giannis.
Ooh, Yanni.
5 people said that. And number 7 is hotel. 2 people said hotel. All right. We are now on to the second round. Brody and Steve, give your buzzers to somebody else. You guys will not participate in the second round.
What do you mean?
No, not me.
Somebody else has to go.
You had some great answers, Yanni.
You want to do it? Give it to Hunter. Can you do it? Pass it to Phil. Phil's a freaking chicken master.
I literally got last place on outdoor trivia.
This is Christmas. This is Christmas.
So
we all have faith in you.
Who has the bells here? We have Phil versus Hayden, the audio engineers, going head to head. A reminder. Well, yeah, we'll need some help from that end of the room. Do you have your buzzers ready?
My bell
is
more high end.
Do you have your buzzers ready?
I'm gonna EQ that out in post.
Top 7 answers are on the board. Name a popular Christmas carol.
Jingle Bells.
We had Phil saying Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells is the number 1 answer.
How many answers are there?
There are 7.
I'm disputing
7.
Who was first.
There
on that
are
one.
7.
I could hear no difference.
It was me.
I was watching.
I didn't dispute it.
All right, guys. Can we name
so
the top
are you
7?
Going to pass
that's gonna be, that's gonna
or
be tough.
Play?
Oh, yeah, very.
I think in the spirit of fun, let's play. They got to play the last one. Let's play.
All right. So we are up to Corinne. Corinne, I need this. I need this family, the Brody Henderson family, to be quiet a little bit. Top 7 answers are on the board. Name a popular Christmas carol.
Let's just leave it, but we gotta leave us on there according to.
Hey, yeah, we're playing. You to pipe down over there.
We need the Brody Henderson family to be quiet. Corinne is now going to give an answer.
12 Days of Christmas.
12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, good one, Corinne. Good one, good one. That's definitely... No!
Never said that one.
Good one, Corinne.
That is a strike. We are now on to Giannis. Giannis.
Come up with something else, buddy.
Giannis, you guys have the number 1 answers on the board, Jingle Bells, and you have 1 strike. Name a popular Christmas carol.
Wait, we can't confer, right?
No.
Okay.
Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman. Correct.
Yay!
That is the number 3 most popular answer. Giannis, you should have been the first overall pick if you weren't. You got this down. We are now on to Hunter. Hunter, you guys have number 1, Jingle Bells, number 3, Frosty, and a strike. I need you to name a popular Christmas carol.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the
nice
Red-Nosed
work.
Reindeer.
Nice work, Connor.
That's
going to
be number
2.
What did it call?
America.
Yeah.
We are now on to Steve. Steve.
No, Phil.
Your team. Nope, Phil no, will
I,
go
I
last.
Oh.
Steve, we need you to name a popular Christmas carol. As a reminder, if you don't get this right, the other team will have a chance to steal. We are on to Steven Rinella.
Silent Night.
Silent Night.
I like it.
That is correct.
Nice.
Silent Night was
the
7th. I
was going to say, if that one's not correct, there's something wrong.
That is the 7th most popular answer. 5 people. And now we are on to Phil.
I was out of the room. What did Corinne say that was wrong?
12 Days of Christmas.
12.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls.
Nice, Phil. Nice, nice. I like it. I'm feeling it.
That is correct.
Hey!
That is the 4th. Most popular answer. Excellent. We need the Brody Henderson family to quiet down, please. Deck the Halls had 10 people say it. We are back to Corinne. Corinne, your team has 2 strikes. If you don't get it right, the Brody Henderson family will get a chance to steal. Name a popular Christmas carol.
Oh, there's 2 that I can't. White Christmas.
White Christmas.
What? America?
We are over to the Brody Henderson family. They have been talking for a half hour about what it might be. I hope they have it correct. The answer will need to come from the captain, Brody.
Ooh, that's a bad answer. Uh-oh.
They look unsure.
Brody, what are you guys deciding
we're
between?
First Noel.
What are you deciding between right now? Like, what's been the discussion?
What is it? Old saying. Old.
Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne. That's yeah, that's smart, okay, but it ain't it.
And first,
I like it.
First Noel.
What?
Damn!
Yeah!
First Noel, I never heard that song.
The Steve Brunella family wins again. The second.
Who the hell are they asking these questions?
The second most popular answer was "We wish you."
Just whoever answers the phone, I guess.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Five was Joy to the World.
Oh,
six was right. Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
No, I forgot about that
Come
one.
Come on.
All right. Well,
jeez.
So
this I was going to go with that Santa one that Mariah Carey sang.
Yeah, like,
well,
it's a modern classic.
I hear you.
There's that one that would not go over well anymore. That gal that wants to go home real bad.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Oh, but that's it's one like of my favorites.
It's like the Harvey Weinstein song.
That's why I was asking about the billboard. Oh, that might have bumped it up in the charts.
Where are we going?
All right,
no, it's cold outside.
Who is going to be going head to head next? So far, we've had Steve versus Brody, Hayden versus Phil. Who is getting the bells next? We are on to round
three. I already had the bell.
Oh, I thought you had the bell.
Yeah, Phil.
Hunter, you want it?
The bell now.
You want it? You can pass. You want?
I'm going with the winner.
So we have Giannis
you're a winner, huh?
Versus Sean.
No, Corinne's taking it.
Corinne. Okay. Corinne versus Sean, a last second audible. Top seven answers are on the board.
Where is he talking about when he says they're on the board?
Right here. This is the board.
You really got to watch the show, Steve. Steve Harvey's magnetic.
Top seven answers are on the board. Name an item you'd need to dress as Santa Claus. Corinne. Oh.
A hat.
Good answer.
Corinne says hat. Hat is the number one answer. So, Corinne, you get to choose. Will your team pass or play? There are seven answers on the board.
We will definitely play.
They are definitely going to play. They like it. The team likes it. Feeling inspired. Hunter, you are first. Name an item you'd need to dress as Santa Claus.
A beard.
A beard.
Good answer.
Woo-hoo!
That is correct.
Hey.
That is the number two answer.
Nervous. You may be nervous.
Nice work, Hunter. Nice work. Oh, nice work. Man.
One and two are off the board, hat and beard. We are now to Giannis. Giannis, name an item you'd need to dress as Santa Claus.
A red jacket.
A red jacket. That is correct. That is the fourth most popular answer.
You seemed real red confident with coat. That one, Yanni.
A red
We are
jacket.
Now on to
I wasn't actually
Phil.
That confident.
No, we're on to Steve. Steve, we need you to name an
boots.
Item you'd need to dress as Santa Claus.
Boots!
Good
he
answer!
Says boots. Boots is correct!
Oh, man. That's
that is the seventh most popular answer. Only two people this said it. But like, so far, you
red.
Guys have a perfect
yeah,
game.
This is the easiest thing. I don't think that's a thing.
It's we are now
good,
to
what's good?
Phil.
Got that one because the other one should
Phil, be we need you to name an item you need to dress Santa Claus. As a reminder, number one is hat. Number two is beard. Number four is red coat. Number seven is boots. We're looking for 3, 5, and 6.
If there's anything Santa loves, it's a big old sack. I'm going to say big ol' sack.
A big ol' sack.
Oh!
I would not have said that.
Big ol' sack. It's not on the list. We are back to Corinne. Corinne, who got us started with hat. Hat. Corinne, name something you would need to
I can't,
dress
like, shout
Santa
out to
Claus.
Her what I think she should
no.
say?
Oh. No. But Santa. This team can be discussing.
Santa needs a belt.
A belt.
Good, that's good Corinne. One, so. Good. Fist bump.
Belt is correct.
Yay!
That is red pants slash belt was the fifth most popular answer.
Helmet. They put the pants and the belt in the same category?
They did. They did.
Huh. Mm. I don't think my pants and belt is going together. I mean, they work together, but I don't think of them as a unit.
We are now looking for answers 3 and 6. Your team
he's
only
already dressed
has
though, right?
One strike. One strike.
Okay, we only need two more, so I'm going to go with one that...
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
But I think it's crucial part of the costume.
Oh, I just thought of it.
I'm going to go with like pillow or stuffing or something to make
a
big
a good
belly.
Answer. That's a good
no,
answer.
No, no.
I think it's good.
Big belly. That is correct.
Yeah! Oh,
I wish I could go right now, dude, because I think I know what it is.
Belly is the third most popular answer.
I had no
idea.
I doubted you, Donnie, but
here we are.
Never doubted you.
We are. Whose turn is it? Is it Steve's turn? We have answers 1 through 5 plus 7. Hat, beard, belly, red coat, pants/belt, and boots. We are looking for answer number 6. Your team only has one strike, so even if you get this wrong, you guys will get one more shot.
Is it sure it's my turn?
Shit, I'll take it because there's only one strike, and then if it's 2 strikes, I don't want to be the one that loses.
All right, Hunter.
God, he's already dressed at this point.
He's ready to go.
I think I know. I think
need bells. An answer.
It's not going to be my
what?
Not
bells.
Good. Bells. I like it. It's not what I was thinking, but I like it. Singing. It could be a winner.
So now I get to go?
Yeah. We are down to 2 strikes. This is for all the marbles here.
Steve's got it.
Steve's
got it.
Dude. What do you got? Spectacle.
Yeah!
Spectacles.
Spectacles.
Wow!
We are now over to the Brody Henderson family who gets a chance to steal. I need you guys to come up with answer number 6.
It has to be this, right?
And
what are you discussing between? I mean, what are we discussing?
Tell us what you got. Tell us what you got.
We're not sure, but gloves.
If that wins over spectacles.
Oh, come on. Okay, Steve's family takes the victory.
Oh, wow, really?
The last answer was suspenders.
No!
Oh,
that's terrible. I don't think of that as all standard.
He has it both.
Cal would be mad.
We talked about Cal. Never trust a man in suspenders.
Suspenders. So,
oh, my God.
We don't even need a fourth round. Steve's family wins it. Now, we are on to fast money. Your team will need to decide 2 people to play Fast Money. Are you guys familiar with Fast Money?
Nope.
Do you understand this concept?
No, I am familiar.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Phil is familiar. You will need to select 2 people to play. Whoever gets to go second needs to leave the room. The first person will get 15 seconds. The second person will get 20 seconds. I will give you 5 questions to answer. If the second person gives the same answer as the first, you'll be told to try again. If the two of you can get 200 combined points, the team will double its donation to $200 for the conservation organization of their choice. You guys need to decide 2 people to play. I'm going to read you 5 questions. This is a timely thing. You only get 15 seconds. So you got to be witty. You got to know Christmas, etc.
Oh, it's only us. They don't
only
even get to
us.
Play.
This no, team yeah. is done. The Brody Henderson.
We lost.
They all
lost.
Loses.
Merry
you guys,
Christmas. We're out of here.
We need you to decide on 2 people. One of you will leave the room.
You get to decide as team captain.
Oh.
A lot of pressure.
Yanni be one of them.
Yanni okay, is one. Who out. Else is playing? Yanni's going second. Who is going first?
Can it be that's Steve time. And Yanni both playing?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I think that's right. Like better.
Okay. Yannis is going to leave the room.
Can we clear out?
No, yeah, just hang tight.
Fiona, I mean, this is at the finish line.
Hang tight.
We're here.
We got to stay to talk shit.
Corinne, I need you to run. No, you don't need that.
Oh.
Corinne, you're going to run a timer.
It's about Steve, it's about answering as quickly as possible. So you just got the first thing that pops into your head.
Corinne is going to run the timer so Steve is aware of how much time he has. He has 15 seconds. Seth is going to write down the answers that Steve comes up with so we can keep track. There will be 5 questions, similar to before. 100 people were polled. Are you ready? Show him the stopwatch. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Name one thing you find at the North Pole.
Snow.
Name something you hang on a Christmas tree.
Stocking.
Name a word or phrase that begins with snow.
Snow White.
Name a food often found at Christmas dinner.
Turkey.
How many weeks before Christmas do you send out Christmas cards?
Three. Two.
We're good.
One.
He got all 5. So,
wow,
did you write down
impressive.
The answers? Yeah. Okay. What was the first answer?
Snow.
The question was, name one thing you find at the North Pole. Snow. 17 people said snow. So I need you to keep track for me as well. 17 people said snow. That is the third most popular answer. Name something you hang on a Christmas tree. Steve said
stocking. Stocking. But it could still be all right.
Stocking. 0 people said stocking.
I meant.
Third question. Name a word or phrase that begins with snow.
Snow White.
Snow White. That is the 4th most popular answer. Only 6 people said it. 6. Name a food often found at Christmas dinner.
Turkey.
She said ham. But
turkey
still.
Was the third most popular answer. 11 people
That's good.
Said what, turkey.
How many people said ham? I'm curious.
Well, can't tell you yet. We'll get there. Yeah. How many weeks before Christmas do you send out Christmas cards?
3 weeks.
3 weeks was the number one answer.
Woo! Good answer.
51 people
nice.
Said it.
So we've got a chance now.
So we need you to close. Add it up. What is the total that you are at? Because when Giannis comes in, he will need to get the team to 200. What did Steve accumulate?
It's 85.
85. All right, we need
to. I don't want to talk to Gianni now.
No. We need Giannis to come. You can stay here. We need Giannis to come back in the room. Giannis has some work to do for the team to double 85? The conservation right, donation. I need you to go like, if he says the same answer that Steve said, he cannot give the same answer. So if he says the same answer, I need you to provide the sound effect, and then you will need to give a different answer. Do you understand what's going on here?
Yep.
You have 20 seconds. Steve got 85 points. Your team needs to get to 200, so you have some work to do.
And it's the same format, right? I'm trying to answer like the
100,
best.
100 people surveyed. You're trying to give the best answer in the room to double your conservation organization. Donation.
And I only have 20 seconds.
Only 20
answer
seconds.
All these questions.
If you give the same answer, if he said blue and you said blue, he will tell you that you need to give another answer.
Christmas oriented.
The timer will start after I read the first question. Are you ready?
How many questions did you get through?
Five. Five is all. It's just five.
Oh.
I got through them all?
You got through all of them.
Are you ready?
No. Go ahead.
Name one thing you find at the North Pole.
The North Pole.
Name something you hang on a Christmas tree.
Star.
Name a word or phrase that begins with snow.
Word or phrase, snowman.
Name a food often found at Christmas dinner.
Turkey.
How many...
Ham.
How many weeks before Christmas do you send out Christmas cards?
10.
The old September Christmas card.
I sent mine out today. I might have missed it on that last one.
Okay. So let's see if you got to 200. Name one thing you find at the North Pole.
Giannis says the North Pole.
He said the North Pole.
Oh, come on. What else is up there?
The pole's
got to
be there.
Nobody surveyed said the North Pole.
Really? What did they say?
What about the pole?
Number one answer on the board.
You find at Walmart.
Walmart. Yeah, but Walmart doesn't have a pole.
So you're saying the actual pole.
Yeah. Nobody said that either. Number one answer was elf. Number one answer is elf. Name something you hang on a Christmas tree.
Star.
Giannis said star. Eight people said star.
Eight
people.
Eight?
What? One answer was ornaments.
Oh, geez. It's like a classification.
Name a word or phrase that begins with snow. Giannis said
snowman.
Snowman was the number one answer.
100 people.
26 people said snowman. Name a food often found at Christmas dinner. You said turkey, but you had to give another answer, and you said
ham.
Ham is the number one answer.
Oh, yeah.
Two number ones.
46 people said ham. I don't think you've hit 200 yet.
No, my last one is
the 10-week Christmas card thing.
Not going to do it.
Right when Giannis gets home from his first archery elk hunt, he sends out that Christmas card every year. How many weeks before Christmas do you send out Christmas cards? 10 was not one of the answers given.
You guys are doing your math wrong. September is like 14 weeks.
Okay. All right. Number one answer was 3 weeks, so you guys do not double your money, but you get to choose where $100 will be donated to a conservation organization. What are you picking?
I think we get to do this as a team. Bill?
You know what I'm going to say.
I think you've said something different.
There is a corner crossing thing going on right now that Wyoming BHA has sort of taken upon themselves.
Let's throw it in there.
That's where you're going?
I think so.
Wyoming BHA. You guys agree? To help fund the legal battle of the corner crossing. Well done, the Steve Rinella family.
That was pretty good.
Good work, guys.
Yeah, right. Well, stop on.
Thanks for
good work, Spencer.
Great game, Spencer.
Yeah.
Can't win them all, Brody. Can't win them all.
We will see you next Christmas.
Spencer, next time you should be dressed up as Santa Claus.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
With suspenders.
Yeah, that way we know it's suspenders, not gloves.
We'll film this episode when Giannis sends out his cards in October 1 next year.
Telling you what, Decked is a game changer. Decked has completely changed how I load, organize my truck. All my stuff that I want is always in there, out of my way, and secure. It's perfect. If you own a pickup truck that you use, you know, like a truck, the Decked drawer system gives you weatherproof storage for all your gear. You can lock it up, too. You keep your tools and gear organized, job site or out in the field. Go to Decked.com/meat eater to receive free shipping. Go to Decked.com/meat eater. Get yourself some free shipping. Hey, if you follow wildlife news at all, you're probably aware that the island of Maui has an incredible abundance of axis deer. So much so that they're causing ecological damage. Well, Maui Nui venison is thinning out some of those axis deer herds and delivering venison sticks and fresh cuts to your door. Visit MauiNuiVenison.com. That's MauiNuiVenison.com. Use promo code MeatEater for 20% off your order.